The sirens are sounding. Something is coming. Can you feel it? It's like a pulse getting stronger by the day. The competition is about to begin. So fierce, it takes the strength of a rhino or the wrath of a dragon to confront it. This contest will engulf our land like a storm, bringing thunder, lightning, and maverick stars across the court. But beware the wasp sting in the tail as we find out who will bathe in glory. The 2022 Super League season, Sky Sports and Sky Sports YouTube channel.
Many, many congratulations, Nia. You came over exhausted, but no doubt absolutely thrilled by what you've just done.
Yeah, so proud. And honestly, I know it's cliche and fans are probably sick of hearing us say it, but we have been building week on week. We knew that type of performance was within us. And I'm just so proud of our composure in that second half. Like you said, to be goal for goal in a league like this, emotionally and physically, it's tough to stay in it. And then actually to see it out in the manner that we did, I'm really, really proud of the group.
We talked, didn't we, about half time, about having that belief, being able to actually get over the line. You've been so close in the last couple of games. What do you feel was the difference out there today?
Yeah, honestly, like, the belief is something you can never doubt with the Kelty Dragons team, no matter, you know, what season it's been, that's always been there. What's been lacking at times is skill execution in big moments, and I felt like just the timing through court, our structures were on point. If we couldn't play first-time ball, there was other options all over the place. And, you know, we back our defenders at the back to turn over ball when we need to in a close game, and they did that and came up trumps. So I'm really, really proud.
And now you've got your second win. How do you build on it? And what sort of targets do you set yourself for the last 5-6 weeks of the season?
Yeah, well, we targeted top eight. You know, it's our first season on new coach, new group together. That would be a huge achievement for us. We're on our way now with 6 points on the board. You know, we have targets each week in terms of attempts we want to get, turnover ball we want to get, and we just did that consistently today, and the scoreboard takes care of itself.
Well,
I haven't had one of these things for about 10 years.
Well, so there you go.
I'm very chuffed.
Oh,
thank you.
Feels well like played day. Today. Very,
thank
very
you.
Popular winners here in the stadium. Well
thank
played,
you.
Nia.
Thank you.
Tracy, come and join us. Tracy, we talked, didn't we, before the game about the experience of your players, about that momentum shift. How do you think that your team responded to that?
Well, I think early on in the first half we did respond really well, but we just couldn't sustain it. And when the pressure came into us, we fell away from the structure. And I think, you know, that's probably what's most disappointing is our lack of consistency through
the game. And why do you think that happened?
Sorry?
Why do you think that happened?
Well, I think it's really that belief in themselves. They get challenged and then they fall away and go, oh, look, they're challenging us. They've got to have the belief. They've got to have belief that what they're doing and what they're doing up to that part works. So it's just that consistency.
And is that teachable? Can you get that over to them, or do they have the players have to look at themselves?
Well, I think the thing is for them, they've got to believe in each other. I mean, individually we're really well skilled, but collectively we've got to be able to say we've got your back. So congratulations to Dragons, it's a great game from them.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Tracy
you.
Danny, come and join us. Your smile was frozen on for that last quarter. We've spoken after games and narrow defeats before, but right now, how good does that feel?
I'm just so proud of them. Like, we've had, as you sort of alluded to, we've had a few games where it's been really close, and I've been so proud of the progression these guys have been able to show, to be like, you know what, we're comfortable in a goal-for-goal game. And now we're not only are we comfortable in a goal-for-goal game, we're able to deliver at the end of that and be like, and hold on to that lead. And so proud. And I was just saying to the girls at the end, you know, remember this feeling, know what that feels like, and let's develop that as a habit. So yeah, super proud of them.
What do you think the difference was today for you?
I think it's probably just a little bit more belief. Like, we're now in the we're playing everyone the second time around, and so it's like there's no fear of the unknown, it's known. The last time we played Rhinos, I think we were probably a little bit nervous for the first three quarters, and the last quarter we had an 18-9 quarter. So it was just reminding the guys that this is what we can do against a team like that, and just building on some of those successes that we've had in previous games, to be like, we're comfortable. If it's goal for goal, we're comfortable. It doesn't matter. We like the pressure of that. So yeah, just super proud.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.